Back to the Hurricane Center. We are here in our operations area. This is Ken Graham. The time on the official clock is 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. The latest information on Tropical Storm Barry. Well, we got the radar because we're getting the system a little closer and closer to shore. And you can see some of the moisture. You know, we've talked about for 2 days these rain bands that could occur. And look how far away from the center. So we have a center of circulation down in here. But look how far away these rain bands are. The coastal areas of Mississippi and the Mississippi Gulf Coast all the way to Mobile Bay and portions of Alabama around the Mobile metropolitan area. That's heavy rain. And you can also get tornadoes in some of those rain bands. I mean, if you really look at how strong some of those storms are, that's the area that you get the heavy rain and also some of those tornadoes. And just like we've been advertising, the slow movement of this tropical storm means this all appears to be moving really fast because you see the individual storms, but really keep an eye on the entire area. Those storms are moving fast, but the entire area, the rain band is not. And that means repetitive rain, and that's real dangerous. So we got to watch out. Stay tuned for any flash flood warnings that are issued by the local National Weather Service forecast offices. So here is the forecast. Winds are still 65 miles an hour, trying to intensify, but the bottom line is it's going to be about the rain. We're going to have some gusty winds, just a lot of rain. You can see the expansive nature of the tropical storm force winds well outside that cone. But once again, these points close together. By 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, the center right around northern portions of Louisiana. And even on Tuesday, overnight Tuesday, the early morning hours of Tuesday, still we have a center up near Arkansas and the Missouri line. So very slow movement. It's going to take its time. And in the meantime, that's just a lot of rainfall. Let's look at that rainfall forecast. And here it is. I expanded this view so we could really see how much moisture that's going to spread, not only from the coast, but definitely inland. The highest risk that we actually issue in the Weather Service is from the Weather Prediction Center. And they put out a high risk for right here portions of Louisiana, anywhere from Lake Pontchartrain westward towards Lake Charles, including Lafayette. So that's an area that we're really concentrating on for the highest risk of that flash flooding. But it's not just there. You have to look at this other area. This is the moderate risk that stretches out into Mississippi and even into Arkansas and Memphis area. So you know, you really look at that. Any one of those areas got a high probability and a moderate probability of flash flooding. But the yellow, too, that's a slight risk. So anywhere in these areas, and that includes where these rain bands set up, but into Tennessee, into you know, portions of even northern Georgia. I mean, any of these areas, that tropical moisture just continues to move northward. And if you think about it, it's also the storm surge. We've also been mentioning that. You still have issues with the tides. You know, the winds blow the water in. We saw that yesterday. So we have storm surge warnings up 3 to 6 foot in areas around Plaquemines Parish. You move over to Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish. Right on the coastline, you can get some of those tides. And we have to think about this. It's not just before and during. It's also after. When the system continues to move, as Barry moves northward, the winds shift, and you can get some of those values even late in the game. So that's the latest update. We'll continue to keep you updated with the latest information. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.